Welcome back to the circus now, and this is Diddling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Luke and Brian on the southern swath of Wisconsin.
I didn't even know we were going to get the singing and everything.
Man, when you get me going, it's exciting. You're listening to us on Diddling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Luke over there in the Solidarity Realty Studios at WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. I'm over here in Waukesha on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw.
Yeah, we're going to get to your calls shortly, I promise. Yep. But first, we got to give a little update about the circus.
Let's fuel the fire.
Fuel the fire, because the circus is in town, and it's been around for about a year now, and it hasn't left. And it
getting
continues
old,
to
lots
show.
Of elephant poop everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, whoever's getting paid to do that has got to be shoveling it everywhere.
No, not doing anything to fix it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds actually much more on brand for the circus that we're going to be referencing, and that is the Michael Gableman review. Again,
yes.
Not using that I word.
Lots of posters, lots of setup, no actual circus.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of
music, hype, no actual things.
Exactly. No. Not much of anything, Brian.
I know the freak show will be back in about 20 minutes. It'll be fine.
That is a good example. Alluding to this headline, we got over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Patrick Marley writes this up, and I'm sure that Gableman's actually frustrated that this is written up by Patrick Marley, because he's called him out by name before, Brian, claiming that it's a political hit job by the reporters over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, like Patrick Marley.
Them telling people what I'm doing specifically.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not a big Gableman's not a big fan of people actually seeing how he's conducting this review, because it doesn't look well for him, Brian.
No.
The headline: a deposition in Gableman's election. I'm not saying the I word, but Marley uses the I word. Unraveled when it was to be conducted by an unlicensed attorney.
Oh, very good. Good thing that Gableman has his ducks in a row and is paying this person as an attorney.
It's a good thing that the Republican-led state assembly is paying for Gableman to have his ducks in a row to have these attorneys, you know, licensed properly.
I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding. Please give us more details.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. Well, Brian, so the story goes, a lot of individuals, Gableman sent out subpoenas to hundreds of individuals.
And got really mad that people didn't want to meet him in private to go and have an off-the-record discussion that he's going to use as evidence to go and prove that there was fraud. And that's what led him to want to jail five mayors of the five.
I believe he's only threatened to jail three of
them. Oh, now he's just, either way, he's threatened to jail mayors of cities for not complying with this subpoena. And all those mayors have said, I will testify in public, but there's no way I'm going to go in and be dumb enough to go in and be off the record, because something like this might happen. And look what happened. Someone said, you know what? I will go in. Yeah. I will comply with your stupid subpoena, and I will go in.
He cast a really wide net with his subpoenas that he issued through this review. And one of the individuals, the city administrator for Kenosha, Brian, he said, you know what? I'm going to take Gableman up on this offer. I'm going to go in and I'm going to talk to him at the address listed on the subpoena, and we'll see what happens. He brought an attorney.
That's a tactic that I like to use. I like to say, if someone says something stupid like, it's Biden's gas prices problem, I'll go, sure, it's got Biden's gas prices problem. Explain that for me. Sure, let me lean into
it. You call him on the bluff.
Let's lean into it, and let's call you on your stupid bluff for your stupid subpoena, you stupid fat person.
Well, I don't believe the city administrator.
He wasn't there.
That.
Sorry.
No, and the gentleman's name, John Morrissey. So he went into the address listed on the subpoena. But Brian, it turns out that address wasn't the actual address where Gableman's offices were.
Good job. So, communications at a peak here.
Right. Where
doesn't know his own address or gave out the wrong one.
So, reading from the Marley piece, Morrissey showed up, but the interview didn't take place because Gableman planned to have it conducted by an attorney who isn't licensed to practice law in Wisconsin.
Got the wrong address, doesn't even have an attorney that's licensed in Wisconsin.
And this is all Marley reporting from a transcript of what happened that day. So, somebody was transcribing the events of Morrissey, the city administrator for the city of Kenosha, showing up to the address that was on the subpoena issued to him by Michael Gableman, and it was the wrong address, and Gableman wasn't even around for it to happen. It was a subpoena issued for 9 a.m. in Brookfield. They showed up to the address in the subpoena. The people there at that address let them know, oh, you're not actually in the right spot. That's not where Gableman's doing this work. You got to go over here. So they left, and Gableman wasn't there. And the attorney that was set up to conduct this interview through the subpoena, Clint Lancaster, he's an Arkansas attorney that Gableman hired last fall. And he's been pretty integral in denying the results of the 2020 election here in the state of Wisconsin. And a part of this Gableman, I like to call it hashtag Gable mess. I forget who told us that. He called it the Gable mess to start. It might have been Pizza Box Mike or another frequent caller. But the Gable mess, Clint Lancaster has been involved in it. But since he's an attorney based in Arkansas, he hasn't passed the bar here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian.
Great job.
He's not licensed to practice law in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so the attorney...
It's been a year this investigation is going on, and this guy still hasn't passed the bar in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And so the attorney representing Morrissey let Lancaster know, Clint Lancaster, the Arkansas attorney, know that the subpoena wasn't properly served. It was too vague, and it was overly broad, according to a copy of the transcript. He offered a litany of other objections as well, saying the interview should be conducted before a legislative committee at the state capitol instead of a private office. So even though he agreed to show up in person, he was still expressing his grievances, the lawyer for the city administrator of Kenosha. And so despite all those concerns, they were there. They were trying to act in good faith. They had handed over documents. This was back in February of this year, Brian. They had handed over documents in January. They tried to deliver those documents in January, and there was nobody at the address for Gableman's review
after
to receive
those
documents.
After 9 months, they don't know the address, and they still haven't gotten the lawyer.
They sent somebody instead to Kenosha to pick up the documents that the city administrator from Kenosha was trying to deliver. But couldn't
complaining about people not turning in documents when people try to turn in documents, still can't receive them because they have the wrong address because they are so bad at their job. Like, honestly, I honestly thought that they would have had gotten this part like right. I never thought that we would be to the like this is the kind of thing that I would make up to make fun of this idiot. But this is actually the truth. Like this is how stupid this is. Like, I'm angry because it's that dumb. It has removed a joke from me. It has removed a way to make fun of these idiots. It has removed the ability to have hyperbole. I can't even have hyperbole on this stupid situation because there are no words to describe how completely and utterly stupid it is to spend $900,000 on an investigation that doesn't have an attorney that's even licensed in the state, doesn't even have a subpoena, can't even figure out its own page. And no, CJ, you're not getting a call today. I'm not going to have you go and change the subject and not pay attention to the fact that I'm dumping you right now. Screw it. I don't care. I don't need to hear that crap. Because all he's going to do is change the subject.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all he's going to do is change the subject. He doesn't have anything to say about because this investigation is a joke.
Well, and so the city administrator and his attorney were trying to give Gableman the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt, saying, well, we'll agree to sit down and have this conversation behind closed doors, even though we believe that it shouldn't be conducted here. Let's do it. As long as you have an attorney that is licensed to practice law in the state of Wisconsin, conduct the interview, because the attorney representing the city administrator for Kenosha, Morrissey, he said that he would be at risk of jeopardizing his law license in the state of Wisconsin by allowing his client to sit down for the interview with an unlicensed attorney in the state of Wisconsin. So he knew that he needed to be able, in his ability, the attorney representing the city administrator knew that he needed to have the interview conducted by a licensed attorney rather than just some guy claiming to be able to conduct that interview. Otherwise, he was jeopardizing his license.
Again, I can't have hyperbole about this because the actual facts of this are so stupid and so incompetent.
Because this is the point.
I don't get it.
Lancaster contended, this is reading from the Marley piece, Lancaster contended state rules allow him to conduct the interview even though he is not licensed to practice law in Wisconsin. He said he was acting as an investigator, not an attorney. They're trying to have, they are arguing that they have the legal means to be able to issue these subpoenas to conduct this, I'm not using the I word, but the, what they're trying to conduct behind closed doors, because they say that they're authorized to do it by the Wisconsin State Assembly. And that is what they are arguing right now in court. That's why we're going to continue to see the legal bills rack up well beyond $900,000, Brian, for this stupid, stupid review authorized by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and the Republicans in the state legislature. Because Gableman is now arguing, the people working for Gableman are saying, well, I'm not an attorney, I'm an investigator, so I don't need to be licensed in the state of Wisconsin. I can do this.
You know what would have helped? Maybe if you define what the investigation was or what its powers were at the beginning of the investigation, like we said at the beginning of the investigation a year ago.
Yeah, they're sitting there.
The way that things are supposed to go, the way that things are normally supposed to go.
They're arguing in court that they have the authority to do it, while then when they have one-on-one person, when an attorney representing a client that has been subpoenaed in front of this review says, hey, we can't conduct this review legally because you don't have a licensed attorney to run the review. Or run the interview. And so they don't have the, it's been a year and they don't have the proper way. And Gableman's not even there at 9 a.m. to conduct the interview.
What else is he doing?
What
else does he have to do that's so important? If he's going to go and try and jail people over not showing up, you'd think it'd be important enough to show up at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Geez, I know that Brookfield traffic is hard, but maybe you could figure out how to get there. All right, let's go to the phones. CJ, how you doing? Oh, that's all you have to say? That's really good. See you, bye. All right, so Mark from the SAC, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, thank you, and thank you for dumping CJ, because CJ just goes to his normal talking points. Yeah, for Gableman, if I was requested to have a meeting with this guy, there's no way in hell that I would go to meet with the guy and say, I want this to be in public. And if I was forced to meet with him in private, I would be recording the conversation, because I would not trust that man as far as I could heave him, which wouldn't be very far because he is a portly man. And I mean, I could, you know, have a hard time launching him with a catapult. I mean, that is just, it's disgusting that these guys don't have their ducks in a row. They keep claiming that, oh, they're, you know, what fraud, and they haven't found any fraud. I mean, they found individual cases, but there was no widespread voter fraud in Wisconsin. In fact, many of the cases they've come up with are people that voted for Donald Trump. You know, Trump supporters who committed fraud in the name of Donald Trump. I mean, that it is just, and the reason, and Voss is too cowardly just to end this charade. He is just
He's getting it from the other side, too. He's now getting it from the other side. He's getting primaried by the same people who like to believe in fiction. Joe from Madison, how you doing? What's going on?
How are we doing, Joe?
Well, I'm just incredulous again at the way for we people in Wisconsin having this guy who doesn't even bother to show up for his job. Kind of amazing. Doesn't really know where his job takes place. Can't supply an address. But when it comes to waste, I'd like to return. I'd like to do a little CJ and just go back to a talking point here, which is the stuff that you were doing earlier on oil companies and gas and gas stations and the increase in gas. And I would say three words: windfall profit tax. Just windfall profit tax. You indicated in your discussion you had examples of the immense profit that these oil companies have been making in this first quarter. I believe it was a 400% increase for Chevron.
Yep.
Okay, windfall profit tax. And look at their subsidies, which run at about $20 billion a year. You get subsidies like $20 billion and you can't pay your way? That's not right. So, my two cents.
No, it's absolutely not right. And Joe, I would contend that that's a much better place to look for blame for why these prices are so high rather than the executive office here in
the state. If you're going to blame the executive office of any kind, I'd blame the last several executive offices, because this is a problem that's been, you know, allowed to happen for the last 100 or so years. It's not like one person did this or one person did that. This is, I mean, corporate profits have been creeping up and been taken over like monopolies for, I don't know, the past 100 years or so, since they broke up the first time.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. One more segment left in the day. We'll be right back after this quick break.